I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, this is the third week of Advent. We're still waiting. It's getting closer to Christmas, that wonderful time when we celebrate Christ's coming into the world and we give and receive presents. But we're still waiting. We've lit the third candle on our Advent wreath. There's still one more to go before we light the special Christ candle for Christmas. And there are still more windows to go on our Advent calendars. At least I hope there are. I hope you're not one of those people who opens them all and eats them on day one. I know it's tempting, but it's good to wait for things, isn't it? Does anyone know what this third candle on our Advent wreath represents? Andrew?
Joy.
Joy, yes, it's joy. It's known as Gaudete Sunday today, and it's the joy of the shepherds that we think about. And so our third candle is all about joy. And so we're waiting joyfully for the coming of Christ. And our Bible reading that Noah just read for us does say, be joyful always, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but when I hear those words, be joyful always, I sometimes worry a bit and I think, well, I'm not joyful always. Surely that's impossible. How can you be joyful all the time? But the thing is, that's because I get a bit confused between happiness and joy. Because happiness and joy are not the same thing. I'm not always happy, but joy, well, that's something different. And so to help me remember, I found a really great scientific experiment to help me remember the difference between happiness and joy. And I'm hoping that it might help you too. So let's have a look at it. Of course, when you do a scientific experiment, the first thing you always need is your safety goggles. And so I'm prepared, got my safety goggles. The other thing I need is in here, got two balloons. Just need two balloons and a candle. And there's a candle ready here, so that's quite convenient. So I'll put this one down. So this first balloon, this represents happiness. And the second balloon here, that represents joy. And of course, happiness here, happiness is something you feel, isn't it? What makes you happy, Noah? Is it something that makes you happy? Computer games? Yeah. Your favourite food? Yeah! I know computer games make him happy too. Your favourite food makes you happy, doesn't it? Something that makes you happy. Cricket. Yeah, see? So things like food, cricket, yeah, they're all external things that make us happy. So happiness is when things in the world make you feel happy, don't they? But what happens when those things go, when they disappear, when you don't have them, and when times get hard, when difficult things happen to you? What happens to your happiness then? Let's find out by putting this balloon. Warning, if you don't like balloons popping, just cover your ears now. When your happiness goes through tough times, it... You ready? This is what happens. It disappears. Extinguish the candle at the same time. It disappears. But joy is something very different. Joy.
Where does... I've got an Andrew.
Oh, lovely. Thank you, Andrew. Where does our joy come from? So happiness comes from things that are outside of us, like food, cricket, computer games. But what about our joy? Where does our joy come from? Got an answer? One here. God, yeah, our our joy comes from God, doesn't it? When we are in a relationship with God, we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And that is the source of our joy. So we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and that is inside us all of the time. It doesn't go away. So happiness, that goes away. But joy, well, if that comes from the Holy Spirit, then that's with us all the time, isn't it? And this balloon represents joy. And it's different from the first balloon, because you can't see very well. You might be able to see. Can you see what's in the bottom? Water. There's water. I couldn't find very see-through balloons, sorry, so you can't see it at the back. But there is water inside this balloon. And the water, of course, the Holy Spirit, we sometimes call that living water. We sometimes say living water, don't we? We're filled with living water, aren't we? The Holy Spirit. So we have joy and we're filled with the Holy Spirit. And when we go through tough times, what happens to our joy? Let's find out. Still got my goggles on, so we're all right. Okay, let's find out. Ready? Ooh! Nothing! Wow! That water inside has stopped the balloon from bursting, hasn't it? Of course we know that's what really happened. It's the water, isn't it? But in the same way, the Holy Spirit stays with us. And so that joy that we have, the joy that we have, the joy of the Lord, stays with us. It doesn't disappear when we're going through tough times, when we don't have our favourite food, when we don't have cricket. We can still rejoice in the Lord. We can still be joyful because we have the Holy Spirit, don't we? And so that's the difference between happiness and joy. I hope that helped you. Certainly helped me. I can take my goggles off now. So during this time of Advent, we need to remember that there is joy. There's joy in the waiting. It might be tough to wait for things, but there is joy. Christ is to be found in the waiting. And so let's take the time this Advent to allow the Holy Spirit to fill us afresh with the joy of the Lord. And instead of feeling fed up because you have to wait for Christmas to come, be glad that you have life, you have a purpose, to share God's love in case you've forgotten what that is. So keep living out your purpose, and above all, be joyful always in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.